We're here to take your sports takes and feelings. Call up and join the conversation. Get in that batter's box and join us, 715-424-2600. You're only a touch or two away with the Civic Media app, and call in and text if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. We want to send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, sponsoring this hour in the afternoon. Got to keep reminding me. Otherwise, I'm just going to forget. We appreciate you hanging out with us, everybody. Want to talk some baseball, of course. Get into the Home Run Derby, All-Star Game coming up. Got a couple of other things want to talk about. Greg Sankey says the SEC and Big Ten are just not getting along. They don't see eye to eye. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Miles Turner's press conference signing with the Bucks, and his couple of key sentences he said in that opening press conference that I think are noteworthy and I want to get back to. And at 4:30, it's Meet Your Rafters. We are going to have a couple of the boys of summer joining us. We're going to have intern Ryan Williams with us. Looking forward to that. And we're going to be hanging out a little bit with also former now intern and now player with the Rafters. We're going to be got a really interesting story. I want to talk with him a little bit. We'll be getting into that a little bit later. I got a bunch of other Kenny Schultz. I was trying to think of it. Kenny Schultz. So real quick, look behind the curtain here. I thought I had another song, so I was still setting up a little bit. It just went right to the ID, so we just go, because that's live radio, baby. That's how we do it. But Kenny Schultz is going to be joining us along with intern Ryan Williams. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Kenny, for those that don't know, was started out as an intern and then ended up on the pitcher's mound. He is a local. He's from Plover. We're going to get looking forward to getting to know him a little bit more. That's going to be a little later. Also get into maybe a little tennis if we have time. Want to talk about that as well. And, of course, I want to talk to you, 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. The MLB All-Star Weekend going on, and then, of course, we got a couple of days here. It's a little weird how they do this, but baseball is looking to do very similar things that football and basketball have been able to do. I watched the hockey draft last week, I think it was, or a couple weeks ago, and they really... While there were some things that felt like it just wasn't clicking, wasn't working, there were certain things where, you know, player gets drafted and he comes out there, he does the traditional holding up the jersey, and then him and an announcer go like a couple feet back, and he's face to face on a video screen with the people that just drafted him, the team, the front office that just drafted him, and they have a little conversation about what it means to him and, of course, why they drafted him. And I thought that was genius. I thought that was fantastic. And I thought, at the same time, you will never see that in the NFL. You will never see that in the NFL. Though I think you should. I think that'd be amazing. And I think that the NFL, the game that the NFL is in is not, obviously, they're the big dog. They're getting the biggest ratings. They have the biggest advertising dollars. You got to hang on to that, though. And that's the game. To keep ahead of your competition, to keep ahead of the trends. And I think hockey may have lapped him on this one, because it's one of the cooler things to see. I've been watching drafts my whole life, and I've never seen anything like that. And I think it's a nice insight for fans into not only what the player's going through and feeling, but why the team drafted this particular guy. And I think this is not only a good idea marketing-wise, I think we're getting closer and closer to the point that it's necessary to fans. And if that's justified or not, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to be able to tell you whether that is or not. But I can tell you what's coming. I can tell you that's on the forefront. MLB draft happens, and Major League Baseball is doing, like I said, trying to do a similar thing. So they make it a part of their weekend, their All-Star weekend. And I wasn't able to watch it, but I was able to follow along a little bit online. And a couple of big surprises right away early on in the draft. Now, one of them, and I understand that most people don't know Major League Baseball, you know, college players. But the California Angels had the second pick. California, Sacramento, Anaheim, I forget how many cities they count now, but the Angels. Had the first time since like 96 that they've had a top five pick. And they grabbed a kid who was about the 18th ranked prospect and about the number fifth best pitcher, a pitcher out of California, you know. So somewhat local kid, although that's in California, that's hit or miss. And their fan base immediately lost it, even grabbing a local California player. in part because it's obvious what this is. In baseball, it's not like in other leagues where if you draft a player at this particular pick, he has a average pay. You know, usually what last year's second round pick in the third, you know, whatever made. Baseball doesn't really do that. And if you grab a player who is ranked a little bit lower, traditionally, you can pay them less, and it's not as expensive of a cost. And that's it, you know, not a hidden secret. That's something that you hear people talk about all the time in baseball. But we don't hear GMs talk about it. We don't hear owners talk about it. And I think, especially if you ask the Angels fan base, of all the fan bases in baseball, outside of, you know, the A's and them moving, although their ownership has been pretty blunt about that. If I'm an Angels fan, first off, my empathy for you, and I'm a White Sox guy, and I feel bad for Angel fans. At least I've seen a World Series. I mean, with that team and the talent that they have had, and they're gonna, you never say never in sports. It's hard to imagine Mike Trout is going to see the playoffs in an Angel uniform, let alone win a World Series. Where we're used to seeing players of Mike Trout's status and fame in the playoffs, at least, let alone in the World Series. So they're going to fail there. And they've already gone through multiple GMs, owners, all that, managers. I think it would be smart of the Angels front office to be a part of these things, to say why we drafted this kid. And I'm not saying the press release. I'm talking about a microphone in the owner or the GM's face and them answering questions. Not something that them and about 18 other marketing people came up with, the email or to tweet out or whatever. The fact that hockey was doing that and you were hearing right from the GMs, right from the scouts, hey, this is why we like this kid. Did we draft him high? Yeah, but we wanted our guy and we got our guy. I think drafting going forward, you're going to have to see more of this stuff. You're also seeing more than I've ever seen in my lifetime, a pushback to the draft in all sports. And where that leads is going to be very interesting, to say the least. But as far as the draft goes, draft went well. Brewers had a couple of nice picks, especially from where they were picking. Grabbed a kid out of Coloma, California, speaking of California, and that was the third kid out of Coloma. This particular high school had, I believe, three players and I think six in total drafted the other day. It was wild. We'll be talking about some of those young players a little bit later with Rafter Talk and some of the Futures games and some of the familiar faces that are showing up in the Futures games. But the Home Run Derby's tonight. It'll be at 7 o'clock on ESPN. And I don't have ESPN, so unfortunately, I would not be able to catch that. I would like to, although I do have work. So let's be honest, probably wouldn't be paying that much attention, but I would be some because I'm a 80s kid. I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s and 90s. And the Home Run Derby, I hear those words and I'm immediately drawn in. You've got me. I don't care who's the participants. I'm all on board. I am a dying breed. There is not many people that still do. And I yesterday when I had a class, I was talking to some of my students. And they are anywhere from 19 to 23, 24. They didn't know the Home Run Derby was happening. And literally half of them didn't know the All-Star Game was going on this weekend. That's a problem. Is that a small sample size? Absolutely. But, in case you might think, well, he's talking to, you know, kids that are actors and comedians and stuff. Every single one of them are diehard sports fans. And every one of them were embarrassed and mad at themselves that they didn't know the All-Star Game was going on this week. But baseball, like a lot of sports, has an issue with this. And one of the major problems is Where to find the games, where to find the Home Run Derby. And then once you do, finding out, oh, you've got to have a cable subscription. Oh, you have to have a stream this app. And that's gotten incredibly frustrating for a lot of people. We haven't even gotten into the football season yet. For anybody that doesn't know yet, you will not probably, the average listener out there, you are not going to catch every Green Bay Packer game, probably. Possibly. I will say, if you are outside of the state, definitely. Maybe, hey, if we got any Rockefellers out there listening, we got any rich people listening to us, then, hey, more power to you. But this is the direction it's gone, and I think that everything ebbs and flows. I think it will start to come back. I think you're actually going to see a lot more. Like if I was hockey, if I was basketball, I would be making a deal to get my games and have them streaming and on cable. In part because everybody's moving away from cable. I'd be taking that over. I also am not in charge of anything. I wouldn't be in charge of any of that stuff. We'll see. How about you? Do you care? Are you going to be watching? Are you interested in the Home Run Derby at all? Are you interested in the All-Star game? How about this? The All-Star Red Carpet Show that will begin at 2 o'clock on the MLB Network. The All-Stars will arrive at the game via the Battery, the shopping center at Truist Park. And the MLB All-Star will win a Best Dressed Award. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. I'm going to be honest with you. I got nothing against like fashion or anything like that, but I don't know that. But again, what they're marketing for, what they're doing there, and we're talking about everything from getting rid of the shift, having bigger bases, a pitch clock, to having a MLB, I don't know, runway show. It ain't trying to get me. They are not worried about getting me to watch. I just started the conversation with being the kid that I am, still at heart in that regard when it comes to the All-Star Game weekend, the Home Run Derby. They've got me. They've had me since I was 5-6 years old. And I've never gone anywhere. I've moved away from baseball a little bit. Maybe it hasn't been my favorite sport, but I've always watched. I've always paid attention. So they're not worried about getting the fan like me, which is many of you out there. What they're trying to get is that coveted 18 to 27 to 32 age range. That age range that, by the way, they think has disposable income, which just shows you how much they're living in a bubble. But they're trying to get that. And so they think, well, what's cool? Let's go on the ticker talker and let's go on the Instagrammer and all these and let's see what their kids are doing. And this is what they're doing. Okay, well, let's try to do that. And then they're shocked when it doesn't work because none of us older people have any idea what cool is or what is hip. And you can have all the marketing people in the world with all the greatest degrees. They ain't going to tell you. They're not going to know any better. You could go ahead and do your surveys. Unless you got kids actually involved in this. And even then, it's not going to work perfectly. Because what happens more times than not when people try to do something, quote, cool or something, quote, you know, hip? We talked about this in the morning show earlier on 97.5 FM WFHR. It tends to fail. Tends to not do very well. So we'll see where it goes with that. And as far as the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game, again, tomorrow, 7 o'clock on Fox, so at least on cable, and thankful for that. Should be interesting, should be a good one. The Midsummer Classic will have Joe Davis and John Smoltz on the call. First All-Star Game took place in 1933, and the American League enters this year's game with a 48-44-2 lead in the series and have won 10 of the last 11 All-Star Games. See how that one goes with this. As far as going back to the Home Run Derby a little bit here for a second, there's some interesting names in it, I think. I think there's a lot of fun there. Matt, for those catching everybody up, because there was a couple of names announced late, Ronald Acuna Jr. will not be able to participate, which is really sad, just because he's such a fun player to watch. But Matt Olson is taking his place. Pretty dang good player himself. Got 17 home runs already this season. Just kind of living out in no man's land in the DMV over there and playing for the Nationals. James Woods has got 24 this season. Really fun up-and-coming player. He's got a bat that pays homage to Mark McGwire that he's going to be using for this. And that's kind of cool. And he's a fun, exciting player. I think one of the cool things about him is this is an opportunity for him to really get on the national stage and show people what he's capable of. A fun one. Another fun player, Junior Caminero out of Tampa Bay. He's got 23 this season. He's just been killing the ball. He also had a home run, a bat flip for the ages, and run around the bases that was for the ages back in his home country. He should be an exciting one. You also have Jazz Chisholm Jr., who's got 17 on the season. He got a great bat, nice swing, but his personality is perfect for this moment. If he's out in the first round, if he's out in the last round, or wins the whole thing, he's going to be entertaining throughout all of it. O'Neill Cruz, who was a scratch the other day with a sore back, I believe, he is still going to be participating in this. 16 homers for him, but I think, again, another one of these players where he is a phenom. He is incredible and fun to watch. And just seeing him in the home run derby, I think a lot of people, it's going to be their first time getting a chance to see him and should be fun. Brent Rooker's got 20 on the season for, I wanted to say, the Oakland Athletics. Are we still calling him that? Even though they're playing in Sacramento and they want to play in Las Vegas, but I'm with Seth. I don't believe that they're going to be, I don't think that they're ever going to make it to Vegas. I don't know what we're calling them. The Athletics. Brent Rooker playing for them. Really unfortunate with the A's. They got some really fun young players over there who are just killing the baseball. And, I can't think about them and not just get disgusted with that ownership over there. And then you got Brian Buxton, Minnesota Twin, 21 homers on the season. Most in the state are familiar with him, as the rivalries go with the up north Twins. Really special moment for him. On one hand, he is getting to play in his home state. He is a Georgia boy, so that's fun for him. That's awesome for him. He's probably going to have a bunch of family there and all that. Can't imagine how excited that's going to be. But I think just tied with that, 1A, 1B kind of thing for him, is the fact that he's healthy enough to participate in this. I just got done telling you, Ronald Acuña Jr., he started the season on the DL and ended up coming back, and now he's banged up a little bit again. Nothing too heavy, but they're trying to be cautious. Still, he's not able to participate in this because of that. Then you have a guy like Julio Rodriguez for the Seattle Mariners, a wonderful young up-and-coming player who, up until the last couple of games, has been having a pretty rough season, but he got selected to the All-Star game. He said that he said he would like to give up his seat, if you will. He wanted to focus on the second half, didn't feel he deserved it necessarily. And big tip of the baseball cap to him for that. I think that's pretty self-aware. I think that's pretty smart, pretty cool. And it seems to be helping him because in the last couple of games since that announcement, he's just been killing the baseball, knocking it out the park and all that. And I imagine if I'm a Mariner fan, I love hearing that, especially. Buxton being healthy enough, being producing well enough to be able to be in there. And he's going to go down as having quite an interesting legacy in Minnesota with some of the places he shows up on the record books and some of his skill and then just some of the injuries that have happened. And finally, in the home run derby, the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. For the Seattle Mariners. Got 38 homers on the season. The only reason he doesn't have more is because they won't let him play more. They stopped for the All-Star break. Otherwise, he'd still be killing the baseball. I love that he's doing this. Seems like he's really enjoying the moment, being a part of it. It's been a fun storyline throughout the season. Seeing him and just a player like this. You don't see... Yeah, unknowns leading home run derbies or leading the home run chase very often, and especially a guy who hasn't been in this spot before. Cal Raleigh has not necessarily been one of those guys, so it'll be fun to see. I'm curious to see as well what happens when if he has a dip in the regular in the rest of the second half, and everybody blaming the home run derby for it. We'll see if what happens with that. But every player has a dip and an upswing. It's a long season. That'll be interesting. Again, are you going to watch? Are you interested enough to watch? Will you be taking it in? Curious to know. As we continue to talk about the All-Star Game, the Milwaukee Brewers, by now you've heard on not only every sports station, but every talking head that wants to talk sports. They have like a couple sound bites they go to that they hear other people say, and then they just repeat it. But what you've heard by now, the Brewers have a franchise record of 56 wins before the All-Star break in the current season. This is the most wins they've had. It's not the best winning percentage that they've had before the All-Star break. That's just a hair behind the 1979 team. Regardless, it's a heck of a turnaround, and I don't know that anybody was selling Brewer stock necessarily early in the season, but I think that there were some some hang-ups of times past and how here we are again, or here this comes again kind of thing. I think with that, you got to feel pretty good about this if you're a Brewer fan. You got to feel pretty strongly about this team. And when I tried to, look at, people that cover this team, what the team is saying, what Pat Murphy is saying, what was this turnaround? What happened? Where did it come from? It sounds more and more, and there's no one set answer, of course, but it sounds more and more, they kept on keeping on. Just kept moving forward and doing their best to do that. And hold the line. The team started to gel more, cleaned up some of that defensive, mishaps. And certainly, the arrival of, some arms. Could talk about Mizorowski all day. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a real fun story with him. But they were kind of picking up on the speed a little bit before he arrived. The arrival of Brandon Woodruff is wonderful to see. Congratulations to him and his family and all the people that helped him get to this point. And I say that before the last two games that he has started, where he has been lights out. He looks good. Brandon Woodruff looking good out there, man. So that's great. But this winning started before Woodruff came back. So you look at it, and so much of it is that there wasn't some big rah-rah speech from Pat Murphy. There was not necessarily one moment where, okay, everything's different now. We've got hope again. Yelly hit a homer, and we got hope again. You could point to things like that, and some players have, and said, well, that may have been the moment, or this may have been the moment. But notice, you're not going to hear anybody say, this is definitely what happened. Because you pull all this data, and what you get is a team that just kept on keeping on. They listened to their manager. They had accountability. They worked at it and got better at it. I don't think enough people realize, including maybe even young me, how far accountability goes. It's not just about, hey, look, everybody, I have accountability. I'm a good person. It's not just that. That's a good part of it. But accountability leads to you getting better. Accountability leads to you correcting your mistakes and moving forward. With these, the Brewers team, there was not a lot of, there was no finger pointing, there was none of that early on in the season. There was accountability. Yeah, hearing Joey Ortiz talk about an error, or Durbin talking about an error at third, or some of these things. You didn't hear players whining, you didn't hear people pointing the finger and blaming other people, you heard accountability. And I would like to think that wins some fans over. And that's nice. That's good. But probably more important than any of that, accountability leads to you getting better. And I think that's a big, big part of the reason why you are seeing this Brewer team playing so well. Is the accountability, is the idea that we can do this. Let's keep doing it. We can right this ship. This is a long, long season. I think that's pretty cool. We're used to seeing teams come back or make a run. Earlier in the season, Pittsburgh started out the season pretty well, and then Minnesota had a crazy winning streak in the middle of all this in the first half of the season. So, we're used to seeing those things. What the Brewers have done has not only been consistent, but it's believable. That you're not hearing people say, well, this is fun for them. How nice for them. You know, that they'll fade away. No. You're seeing teams scared of them. For a long season, this second half with the Cubs and Brewers are looking like they're going to be in a race. That will be a lot of fun. Should be interesting. Before we go to break, I do want to talk a little bit about the Miz and his all-star selection. For those that have not heard, Jacob Mizorowski has been brought on as a replacement, and he will be a part of the All-Star game after only 5 starts. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd will be unable to play, so he's being replaced by a Brewer. I find that just to be funny. Just funny. As a White Sox fan sitting here eating my popcorn watching this go on, I think that's hilarious. I don't know who has more bragging rights on that one, but I'll let you guys, you Brewers and Cubs fans, figure that out. But the 23-year-old Mizorowski has taken over the MLB with a lot of his play, a lot of his likability, and is kind of coming out of nowhere. Paul Skeens had a little bit of hype to him. Some other young pitchers that have shown up recently, but more like a screwball, I think, where not a lot of people saw him coming. But the big pushback has been, speaking of screwball, and some players from Detroit have mentioned this, some others have as well, that, after 5 starts, you shouldn't get in. And that's too little. That's not enough data. Last year, Paul Skeens was brought in after only 4 or 5 starts. It was brought into it. And I just wanted to double check. This is an exhibition game. Like this isn't for anything. This is for the fans. This is for the fans. This is for the gate. This is for baseball. This is actually one of the funner things about baseball, I think, of having the Midsummer Classic and having this chance for these guys to go out there and play the game like they did when they were a kid, just for bragging rights. Some of my favorite moments as a kid growing up, and not only in Illinois, but when I moved out here, especially when I moved out here, where, as much as we love sports, we didn't have anywhere to play where I was growing up. Out here, there's plenty of places to. And, heck, we might have, I may have heard of kids, I don't know, maybe that may have even, way before the Rafters were in town, kind of snuck into Winterfield to play over there. I don't know, I just heard, not reporting that. The wise tales and nursery rhyme stories I've heard, at any rate. The bragging rights of beating the other friends that you had, and some of that. The idea of getting bent out of shape. Look, if he had 1 start and nobody even knows how to pronounce that last name, okay, sure. But this idea of there's plenty of evidence of being able to hang on traditions and the right way to play the game and certain things that you can keep up with and you can stay true to in baseball without becoming a dinosaur, without losing your fan base, without losing fans in general. Whether he earned it or not, how many times in all the All-Stars that we have seen, whether it's NBA, NFL, hockey, whatever it is, how many times have you seen a guy get into the All-Star game and he's having a horrible season, but he's a big name, and so he goes in? It happens all the time. How often do you think it's happened in Major League Baseball? I can think of 2 players last year that probably didn't belong in the All-Star game but got in because the previous 6-7 years, they had been lights out. They had been All-Stars. And guess what? It's a fan vote. Even the replacements are the fans they take into mind. If you love baseball, you want this. Because that means more eyeballs going to the All-Star game, finding it on Fox, watching, which means more advertising dollars, which keeps your sport alive. Is it a perfect system? Is it dirty? Does it feel good? No, some of it, no, no. But this is where we are, and this is how you keep leagues relevant. And the idea of, it being an insult to baseball or something, that this young man is brought to Atlanta to play? Miss me with that, man. What are we talking about here? It's an exhibition game. This is like getting upset that an NFL player made the All-Star, Pro Bowl or something. Like, I mean, really? How many people care about that? And again, going back to it, they're not trying to get us to watch, everybody. Unless, of course, we have any 18 to 25-year-olds out there listening. By the way, thank you very much for listening. I know that we have a handful, but the traditional fan, and even those guys and those women, they're not necessarily worried about if they're going to watch, because if they're already watching, they got them. They are trying to get that fringe fan. This is part of how they believe you do that. We'll see. Should be interesting. I can tell you that we're going to have an interesting conversation when we get back. We will come back with Meet Your Rafters. We're going to have some fun with that. Coming up right here on Playmakers, which is proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials: all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
This is 105.5 WYRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You could try to love her, but she leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
WYRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Bright and hazy today, with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. But with the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Well, Casey was winning. Hank Aaron was beginning. One Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell. The Thumper and Mel Parnell. And Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball. Lazuski family.
It's time, everybody, for Meet Your Rafters, one of our favorite things to do in the summer, where we get a chance to hang out with the boys of summer and talk a little baseball, a little Northwoods League baseball. And with us today, we've got Ryan Williams back with us. Ryan, in third time, I think. Isn't it second or third time?
It's been my third time here.
Third time. All right, man. Good to have you here. Good to see you. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And we also want to welcome in Mr. Kyle? Kenny Schultz.
Kenny Schultz.
I'm sorry about that, Kenny. My computer froze on me for a second. I'm not going to lie to you. Kenny, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. And, before we dive into getting to know Kenny a little bit more and everything, actually, Ryan, I do want to start with you because we just came off a nice win last night.
Yes, sir.
Were you able to enjoy the win, or were you a little busy? I know as an intern, you got to be running around quite a bit and everything, but you able to enjoy the game at all?
I enjoyed it. Kenny, also being in my shoes, like, he can understand getting there 8:45 in the morning, but obviously a win is great for the program. Close games, 7-6 win, about to go in the All-Star break.
It's a nice
gotta
energy to go into
gotta
the All-Star.
It.
That's what
exactly.
I was thinking.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Regardless of what happened, the 10 games, 15 games before, it doesn't matter. You go in with that win, can feel a lot better, especially, being honest, like we always are around here, a rougher season, not the season we all want, not the season the players want, you guys want, or anything. So we take wherever wins we can get them, and that's a great momentum builder. That's something that we can look forward to in the second half here as we're in that, and we're in the All-Star break, and we'll get into a little bit of the schedule and where you can expect the All-Star game and take that in and everything, everybody. But nice to see for the team to come out of a win like that. Now, Kenny, for you, your season started, like as Ryan was touching on there, as an intern, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Right on. What was your background going into this? I know that I see that you're a Plover native. Is that you're from, born and raised?
Yep.
Right on.
Always.
Great city, great place. That's really cool to hear, man. In school, did you play a bunch of different sports, or mainly just baseball? Or
in high school, I played football, basketball, and baseball.
Right on. What was it about baseball that made you want to pursue that?
I think I was always best at baseball, and as I grew up, I just focused more and more on that.
Yeah. I really wanted to be a singer, but I'm bad at it, so I just went into acting. But when it comes to pursuing that dream, which I have all the understanding and admiration for anybody who's chasing down a dream, I don't care what it is. When it came to that, you saw an opportunity here and were able to have an internship with the Rafters, right?
Correct, yes.
So your plans for this season were to, be working as an internship and doing a lot of the jobs that interns do, correct?
Yeah, I didn't exactly know what I was getting into at first, but after the first week of work, I figured that would be my responsibilities all summer. So
yeah. And then, as my Nana used to say, her favorite phrase: "You want to make God laugh, make plans." And he was laughing and enjoying the show, because that is what your plan is. That is what the Rafters' plan is. And then all of a sudden, nope, we're going to need to figure out your jersey size. We're gonna, like, what number do you want to be, kid? Because you show up as a pitcher. How did that happen?
So the first few games of the Rafters season didn't go as planned, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, and I thought they could use another arm to fill up the strike zone, so I reached out to Ken, the GM, and he talked with Ziggy, and Ziggy gave me a shot, and the same day I signed, and
that's,
you know,
so
what
cool.
happened.
The rest is history.
Yeah, that is so cool. I have to tell you, man, I've never heard of a story like this.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a story like this. I think it's wild. It's awesome. I could not be happier for you. I've been cheering your name before I even met you. And last time Ryan was in, we couldn't stop talking about it. It's just such a cool story. But I think, and I don't mean this as any reporting or anything like that, but for me, I don't know if people have covered the coolest part of the story to me. You went and did that. You had that strength, that belief in yourself, and also just working in an organization where you felt comfortable doing that, to talk to the owner about that and everything. I think that's really cool. I think that's great. There's a level of confidence that every person needs to be able to get further in life. I think there's a big difference between ego and confidence. That's confidence. You know, ego, you just expect them to come to you,
right.
You know, just
right.
Something like that or whatever. Confidence is, well, I like this team. I want to help.
what can I do to help? And in true intern fashion, you're willing to do anything to help, including being on the mound.
Yes.
That's taking internship quite far, man. That's pretty cool. Congratulations on that. No matter what happens, that's a real accomplishment. And especially in baseball, where scouting is so, they're looking at your OPS, they're looking at your batting average, all these things. In baseball, maybe more than any other sport, they're looking at what kind of person you are. They're looking at these kind of things. That can only help you in your career, whatever you do with it. It's only going to help you going forward. So this decision happens. You're able to play. I imagine that this is, are you in shape-wise, are you feeling confident in that regard before you even take the mound that, okay, I'm still in good shape, I'm ready to go?
I try to prepare not only mentally but to strengthen before every start. There's not too much that I have to think about going into this.
Yeah, I'm realizing as I was asking it, for one, you're not too far removed from school or anything like that. Still in school and stuff. So,
correct.
Of course, still. But also, you're young. when you're young like you guys, man, and everything, I'm not taking it lightly that you don't train and work your tail off and everything. Yeah. But as far as, quote, getting into shape is a lot different for you than it is for me at 48. So that was the mindset I was going into the question with. But you're good. You're all right. You when it came to... mentally, though, that being on the mound and being prepared for that, how did that go? Were you set and ready for that?
My first time, definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
It took a few pitches, I think, in the moment to fully realize what was happening.
Yeah.
Because I did not expect to be pitching the same day that I signed a contract, nor did I think I was going to.
Yeah. Again, really stepping up, really, you know, something that the team needed and showing up and being able to do that. That's great. That's really cool of you. What was it like when you were able to tell your friends, family about that?
It was a great experience. I never thought I would tell anyone that, but everyone was very happy for me and great that I got the opportunity because they knew that I deserved it. So
Definitely. What's it? All this is cool and really great story. I think the icing on this cake is the fact that you're doing this in your home state. That you're doing this like just a hand feet, a couple of ways away from your hometown and all that. I imagine that brings an extra meaning to it for you.
It definitely brings some meaning. Since I've always been around this area, and the more time I've been spending with the Rafters, more people have came up to me and recognized me or figured out that their kid used to play on the same team I did. So
those are always fun to the conversation, those connections there and stuff. That's really cool. That's great, man. And I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with us and being a part of this and everything. What are your feelings going into the second half? And I'll ask you this too, Ryan. As far as not saying necessarily wins, losses, playoffs, all that. Just how are you feeling as far as the team goes going forward in the second half of the season?
I think so far we have not had the season we hoped for. That being said, we have a great group of players, great group of guys with different personalities. Everyone gets along, and the coaches are doing the right things to teach us what we need to do to improve every day. And I feel like this last win that we got yesterday will really give us that push that we need to keep it rolling after this break.
One of the when you become a sports fan, there are certain words that you completely lose in your lexicon and in your brain. Patience is one of them. You completely forget what the word patience means. You know what I mean? I've never heard of this word. What do you mean? Win now? That's all I want. I think also as Northwoods fans, or Rafter fans in the Northwoods League, we're pretty accustomed to this team being pretty good or at least very competitive and some of that. I think it's a great reminder and a great a chance for us as fans to remember why we go to these games, what we love about this game, and really, I think, in a fun way, really going by game, mm-hmm. and really taking the rest of this second half of the season, and not looking at next week or the end of the season or what the standings are saying. Enjoy the moment. Get into the game. Take in the game. Take in these innings. Take in those moments. Especially here in Wisconsin, we're going to blink, and there's going to be snow on the ground. we're going to be talking about football and everything. Let's enjoy this. We are so fortunate in this area to have a Northwoods League team right here in town that owns its own stadium, that is able to put into the community like it does and do some really good in this community, along with you guys and these the front office, the staff, everybody. I think it's a really fun and a really unique thing to have. So I know that's the way I'm approaching it. Ryan, how about you? How are you looking at the next half, the second half of the season?
I'm very excited. I know given that it's the Northwoods, you have first half clinch, and then the second half, the results reset. So it's a whole new team. I will add the talent that we've had on this year has been phenomenal. About an hour and a half ago, we just had our three-hole hitter, Junior Brajas, get drafted by the Giants in the 10th round. And he played 13 games for us, batted 300, led our team in home runs on the entire year with six. He's just a beaming example of what the talent that we've had at Witter Field this year. The biggest problem is going from the first half to the second half is when you lose those guys, and it's a whole new team. And that's kind of the thing with the Northwoods is most teams like Madison, who've had a lot of success in recent years, they only take full-term guys. And so that's going to be the next step going into next year. It's like, okay, we can clearly attract the talent. How do we keep it? Right. And that's going to be the mainstay going forward.
It's a great point and very insightful, and the kind of perspective I think you really need in general, in life, let alone in sports, and especially in baseball at this level. Right. This season matters, but it's a build up to the next season.
Correct.
And that's what every season is, whether you win the title or you win no games. Either way, you're building that momentum, and especially bringing in, as you touch on there, kids and more kids and make them want to play here and everything. I think that you have a lot of opportunities for that going forward for the team, that the team has a lot of chance to be able to pull that kind of talent in for next season or what have you. And I think that not enough people know what you just did there about certain teams and why you see them do well and others don't.
Right.
In part because of this shift that happens with the players. I think that as a Rafter fan and one from the first pitch, I'm proud of that. I want a team like that. I want a team that is, yes, I like to win. Yeah, I remember every single thing about that 16 team and that pennant that is there and everything. What I remember more is seeing a guy like Kyle Teal, a guy that I saw and I interviewed here in the old studio, but I interviewed and everything. Yep. And now he's playing for my favorite team.
That's awesome.
It's wild. It's wild. Like developing these guys, playing these players. I also remember him, being at an event too or something. I don't remember what he batted. I don't remember his greatest play as a Rafter. I'll be honest, I don't. But I remember him. I remember what he did in this town. I remember his coming in and how cool he was to Pam and some of those things. Mm-hmm. This is what this league is about. Winning is awesome. Winning is great. Winning fades. Winning isn't forever. These things are forever. After you guys leave, I got a nice article here about some of the Northwoods League players who are going to be a part of the Futures game and the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got enough time. There's a lot of players. There's a lot of players. That really speaks highly of this league, and especially as MLB has kind of pulled away from single and double A and some of that. We're needing more and more opportunities for where these guys are going to go, where they're going to chase that dream down. The Northwoods League is becoming more and more attractive when it comes to that. So I think that's only positives on the horizon for not only the league, for our Rafters, especially when we got great minds and great personalities like you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate the time. Good luck with the rest of the season. Ryan, I'll see you in another day or two. No. but you're welcome to come by anytime.
We'd love to come back anytime.
We will. We'll have you back real soon, and we'll be talking with both of you again real soon. Have fun with the rest of the season, you guys, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Playmakers at 105.5 WIRI.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, WhamInc.com. Wham Inc. for the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer again, little humid, highs in the upper 80s. On Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s. Currently, it's 85.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers on your radio dial. James behind the mic. Thanks so much for joining us, and a big thank you to Kyle and Ryan for joining us from your Wisconsin Rabbits Raptors. That was a lot of fun. Great guys. Great talking baseball with them. We'll be talking more with our Raptors throughout the rest of the summer. Looking forward to it. Be sure to follow your Raptors and find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com. Get those tickets. Show up to Winter Field. Show them what home advantage is. Support these players. Tomorrow until the 17th, the All-Star break for the Northwoods League will be going on. Northwoods League All-Star Home Run Challenge will take place the day before the Northwoods League All-Star game tomorrow at Warner Park in Madtown. The 2025 Northwoods League All-Star game will be played on Wednesday, July 16th, 6:35, right there in Madison. We'll be talking about that on Wednesday's Playmakers. Looking forward to it. We'll be back on Friday with Playmakers as well, and we'll be your tailgate as the Raptors will be back in action, kicking off the second half of the season. The second half, I know, has already started, but, you know, hosting Madison. So Madison coming to town here on Friday. We're looking forward to that. And with that, that Friday game, I believe, is Team Poster Giveaway Night. Also got a motorcycle show coming up on the 19th, 21st, Military Appreciation Night, and on the 25th, the day my father marked on the calendar and wanted us to go to the game, the baseball card giveaway night. He really wants to go to that game. That'll be on July 25th. You can find all of this information and more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. Be sure to head on over there, support your Raptors. Been a fun season, and I don't know. I can't speak for anybody else, but again, I'm just really, really happy to have baseball, and it's been a lot of fun. Again, Raptors will be back in action Friday. Until then, enjoy the All-Star break, everybody. Kenny Schultz joining us there, and a shout-out to Kenny. That was a lot of fun. His story is fantastic. I really appreciate him joining us there and sharing a lot of that with us. I mentioned before that we had some players from the Northwoods League in the All-Star game and in the Futures game. And there's a handful that are really stand out. Kyle Teal, I mentioned, who played here back in 2020, 2021 for our Raptors. Currently, I believe, starting catcher for my Chicago White Sox. I'm not sure if he's starting. I know he's playing quite a bit. But his story is one of the cooler ones to me. It's been a lot of fun seeing a player like him not only develop, but get the opportunities that he has. And there is a lot of this going with our Raptors. There's been a number of players throughout the years. Seven Northwoods League alums were selected for the 2025 All-Star Futures game. You've got J.J. Wetherholt playing for the Cardinals. He played for Madison. He's going to be a part of it. That's pretty exciting. And I wanted to make sure to mention as well left-hander Hayden Harris, who's currently playing for the Braves, but played for our Raptors back in 2021. Went from an undrafted free agent into minor league stardom. Hayden's had a nice, really nice 2025 season. From a Rafter left-hander, has dazzled on the mound within the Braves system, allowing just 3 earned runs across 32 innings. putting up some nice numbers over there from a rafter. This has been a lot of fun. And as usual, you guys know me by now. I'm going somewhere with this. When we're going to these games, and God, get to the games, and if you can't, catch them on 97.5 FM, you're home for your rafters, WFHR. When you're supporting these guys and you're watching these games, you are watching for wins and losses, but you are also watching for the future. How many of us love being able to say, look how quickly I pulled out that Kyle Teal interview. How quick was I to go to that? Notice I pulled that one out of the holster real quick in our conversation. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That's what this league is all about. That's what this league is really about. Winning is fantastic. Winning feels great. It also, what is the, what's their last regular season win that you remember? But you remember seeing these guys play. You love being able to say, I saw so-and-so play. That's a big part of what this is about. And that changes quite a bit when we talk about football. I want to, on Wednesday's show, get into a little bit more of what Greg Sankey was talking about with the SEC and the Big Ten, and then not seeing eye to eye, and the idea of where college football is going. Get into that more on Wednesday's show. I believe Michael Comer, sports director here at 105.5 and at 97.5. Yeah. He'll be joining me on Wednesday. Get into that a little bit more. For right now, shift gears and talk a little bit of basketball. Miles Turner signed with the Milwaukee Bucks, made it official signing with the Milwaukee Bucks. And when doing so, and they asked him why, he said, quote, for me, ultimately, it was about just staying competitive. 2 years ago, we got to the conference finals. Obviously, last year, we got to the finals. Being a big part of winning basketball just changed my entire perspective on the league. I saw a chance to remain competitive here in Milwaukee. Players talk. Players share information. I don't think he signs in Milwaukee if he doesn't think Giannis is there for the long term, as one part of the story. I don't believe that happens. And a second part of the story, going back to everything I was saying about not letting Tyrese Halliburton play in that final Game 7. Look at how different the Indiana Pacers look and their future looks compared to 7 minutes of basketball. He should not have been out there. It was a dumb move to put him out there. And I don't know how good I would feel as an organization after that. You can, again, everything I said before after that game, I still maintain. You can go ahead and call up and tell me, well, he wanted to play and he's a grown man, blah, blah, blah. Why do we have coaches? Why do we have doctors? Did anybody that thought he was going to go through that game, not get hurt, and then just take the rest of the summer off and let it heal? Come on, man. Are you an adult? Are you a grown human being and you think that? This was the outcome that was going to happen. That thing was going to pop, and he was going to be missed for another season. And not only did he miss the season, now you are missing your window. As Miles Turner was touching on, Indy was up and coming. Indy got to a conference final. Indy got to the finals. Who knows what they could have done next year with a completely healthy Tyrese Halliburton had he not played in that Game 7 and rested that leg. The idea of winning a championship, I know what it means to these people to a degree. I also don't pretend to know what it means in the obsessive, crazy brains of some athletes. But I know enough to know that it's enough of a motivator to get them to the highest level of their profession, to get them to be one of the 13 to 16% of athletes that actually make it into the pro game. They love it that much. When you love it so much, you got to be smart enough to realize, I know how close we are. I know we're one game away from winning a championship. It is not worth losing going forward our window. Now, I'm not talking about making transactions and trading draft picks, and you have no draft picks for the next 4 or 5 years. That's management's issue. That's something that they got to focus on. And again, going back to management, your job is to think about the future. Well, what are you doing letting this guy play when you know what's going to happen? What childlike dream world do you live in if you thought that this was not going to happen to Tyrese Halliburton? And then, of course you're going to lose your second biggest player. Because Miles Turner got a taste of winning. And he went to where he thought he could win the best. Milwaukee. So everybody towards the end of the basketball season that could not wait to put Giannis in a different uniform, that could not wait to talk about the Bucks being dust. What are you eating now? What are you talking about now? Because they're begging for storylines right now on the Mouse Network and the Fox Network and everything. I got nothing to talk about. I just filled an hour. I was able to do it. I mean, come on. If I could do it. I mean, it's funny to me. It's borderline comedic to me that some people are in these positions that they are. I don't know. We can talk about it more on Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Big thank you to the Raptors for joining us. You guys have yourselves a great night.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on this Monday evening. Let's kick things off with Jason Aldean.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. She's rocking them holy jeans.